first time I did weed in it, kabisa, like out. And that was weird because I'm a Kisi guy. Roughly all Kisis have smoked at some point.
What's your opinion about the Mobius as a vehicle by via Kenya?
The truth is, all cars are shit.
Okay.
Which shit are you willing to
deal with?
To deal with.
Yeah. What is Space Magari?
Space Magari was a stupid DM.
I'm saying, I'm going to go and see Toyota Zote in World of Beast.
I actually have a pride. I've tried to kill it a million times when I can't and collect. Normally, most of my stories are Twitter. Take it with a pinch of salt and read more. The jokes. Yes. Rally is the ultimate sport. If F1 is happening,
and kuna rally.
And kuna msana chemsha kidheri. Gentlemen, give them a car. I am Alex Mwanza. Mm-hmm. I commonly move and talk about diesel on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just a local legend. local Mutina.
Okay. So, a legend about Kwaset Leo. Before Tuanze, this is a Nairobi podcast. We talk because I don't know. Yep. Tumesikia, yep. Tumesoma, na tumetubamba. So, before we go nini kwa story ya Leo, mm-hmm. Kish, wiki yako ilikuwaje kwanza?
Wiki imekuwa fiti. Kama kawa bado tunafuata F1.
Yeah.
The only thing saizi tumebaki nayo.
Yes.
Na transfer za NBA pia zinaendelea.
Oh, hizo ma free agency
zinaanza. Free agency imeanza, so
I don't think on the same thing.
Yeah.
Tafuta inaendelea.
We don't care about football, so
what's the Arsenal?
You can't chase a small ball for 90 minutes. Like, what are you guys doing?
Okay. As opposed to F1 just going around in circles, like a dog in his hotel.
No, F1 is not in circles.
It's in. It's just going around. When it comes to races, other than Safari Rally mm-hmm. Imagine going to watch the Indy 500. I mean, I'm watching the USA.
Isn't it? It's also in a round. You need to left when you're
trying. NASCAR.
Yes. Umekama hali, you're trying to...
Yeah, no, that's boring.
It's like F1 is boring.
No, F1 is epitome of engineering. Like, football has been the same the last 2 million years.
Si, kuna VAR, mekuja very recently. Ah, yeah, but then kuna a new rule meko introduce kwa football, kwanzia next season. Akutua kuna towels kwa grao. Afuna kupanguza ball na towels. Ang kumuna jo yo?
I don't know.
Because of the long throw. Ojo. My goodness, then you have.
But si bado mzee anaweza panguza na.
Yes, but t-shirt, nani, jersey, sweat,
material.
Eh, kulikuwa na time wasting. Ojo bila usimanga TF1, you can kwa pit stop, kuna strategy kutu kama hizo. So in football pia, it was a strategy. This time wasting, it kuna lead to the ball being out of play for such a long time.
But time wasting, it happened. Tawe likuwe, tawe lisikuwe.
So me omesi ya kitu. Sikuwa nizo F1, zenyo mwanga.
Wana tawa 2 seconds. For out of 90 minutes.
Hapa nwa ngena aso, njiwa wajio na ball. So, okay, we will keep it. I think we will keep it. 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 We will keep it.
We will keep it. We will keep it. We will keep it. We will
Eh, what's my gazette yapi? Even gazette yapi unasoma. But kuna rumors that hata kutoka PSG. PSG think wanataka ku revamp their whole recruiting process from Galacticos to Ojamatu.
From within.
Mm-hmm. Not from within, but Ojamatu, no names, so to speak, then we're building me out from there. Because for the last like 10 or so years, I'm working for the big names.
Yeah.
Who's the biggest guy? Let him try.
It's expensive.
I'm working on the league, but.
Performance is not good enough.
Well, what they want is the Champions League.
Mm.
Nah, hawajashinda.
Oh, hiyo ndio iko.
Eh, so sito jana hiyo recently. So imekuwa kama a failure. So wanataka reset once from scratch. So Neymar and kuna hiyo rumors anataka kutoka. But you come as an example of Ford cycles. Whatever you just spend size is too much.
Well, watch. Skiza. And inaitwaje. And deep web uangalie venye. Dark web uangalie venye. Mambo kunaenda.
Unambe kwa dark web?
Tapu diesel. Ukiwa kumikuwaje.
Ukiwa kwa fiti. End of rally. Mm-hmm. Back to work officially. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. It's always interesting. Yeah,
to likuwa rally?
Yes, I work for rally. I work for FIA.
Okay.
Yes.
So what do you do for them, mama?
Oh, no, no, more defend for that.
Obviously, man. You have to defend your paycheck. Mind your e-safety delegate. Mm. So basically, I'm the one responsible for all the main cars, the hybrid units. So if they get crashes, I'm the first guy who needs to respond. So in case of an accident, one of the risks is these batteries and the kulipuka.
Hmm.
So basically, I need to respond, save the person, and save the vehicle.
So come ambulance, if it
yes. Yes. But now the tech side of ambulance.
Tech,
so it's me that comes first. Hmm. Make sure the place is safe for your doctors, your extrication, and all these guys. Yes.
So hey. You move with the chopper.
Yes. A lot. Hey. Yes.
Jamel.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And are you also excited about rally itself?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Because job.
Both actually. So the first time I actually got into rally was I love speed and I love, you know, where rally has come from, you know, tangu 1900s up to where it is now.
Yeah.
The tech, the drivers. And for me, I was mostly excited about Safari Rally coming back in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Purely because Safari Rally ilitolewa Kenya kwa calendar purely because of budgets. Mm-hmm. And then when it came back, X7 ilikuwa more, Toyota was coming, nini.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is some chap in a small car in the size of a Vitz.
Mm-hmm.
Anaingia katikati ya bushes, he's driving at 200 kph.
Mm-hmm.
So according to me, like, that's the coolest thing someone would do. Nika unashinda ni a video game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so being part of it, watching it live and also being part of it, you're quite interesting. So I basically like running a lot.
So mtu kama mimi, because nikuwa naambia mshtangu mwas, me I got into F1 because of Drive to Survive.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, it's a cool series.
So hiyo ndo kitu ilifanya nikaanza kuwatch F1, nikaanza kuona excitement around drivers,
yeah.
Changes wana make kwa gari, nini,
yeah.
The technical stuff wana do. So rally itself, nini, like, the sport itself ni aje, because me wa understand, wase wanenanga, tume wasi wanena Naivasha, because kuna wasi ingina wanena Naivasha.
Ya, wanena sherehe.
But wanena sherehe.
See ati
in the rally itself.
Yeah.
Wewe kama msi an enjoy the actual rally.
Yeah.
Like, your sport ni nini, like, ni nini exciting about
rally.
The sport itself.
So, what's exciting me, basically possibilities. So, every tech you see on cars today,
mm-hmm.
comes from rally, yeah?
Okay.
Example, say all the rally cars in my 1.6 shares actually almost the same engine as a Vitz that has been fiddled with.
1.6
So 1.6 basically 1600 cc.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a small engine. You try push as much power out of it as possible.
Mm.
So the sport itself, it's a half breed between risk and speed.
Okay.
So it go somewhere there. So basically, if someone meets you like in 1 kilometer, then someone is passing up in like 200 kph.
Mm.
Obviously, either they don't care about themselves, or they are so sure about the guy who's built the car, and they can do that. And then also the vibe, you know, as they wanakuja sherehe, and the engineers kwenda service park, things like that. So most automotive enthusiasts will apata rally because they want to see the vehicle themselves. They want to hang with the drivers themselves, and they also want to see where tech is going. So anything you see in a rally car today, you'll probably find it in your vehicle in the next 5 years.
Okay, and is it like nani ndo msi ashinde rally?
Yeah.
Is it much of the driver ama the engineering in the car?
It's a mix of both.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have really good engineers, really good cars, but a shit driver.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a really good driver but a shit car. So it has to be a dance between the two. So you, your vehicle, your engineers, ata your mech, ata mse manakusav coffee, there has to be that in syncness into the whole team to work as a team. Because rally is a game of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's you flying across a street, and then someone else flying across the same street, and then someone else. So normally mtachana na kama 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So that 2 seconds is what determines a good team and not exactly a bad team, but the second good team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just by virtue of time, speeds, budgets, and having a good engineering team and a good driver, that that's now what differentiates a good team and a bad team. And that's also where the fun is. Because the difference between number one and number two, mm-hmm. it's 3 microseconds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's almost like F1. Like, it's so minor, but I'm like, shit.
Yeah, okay. So, we can't make one in effort from Riley to enjoy.
Good week, because I was in Naivasha for the last 1 week. Mm-hmm. So, it was me coming back home, me going to back to work officially after my accident. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, still, najo kirudingi job after kukanje for a week. You need sort of unajika breather, because basically life you need to chill in. Yeah, you need to ease in. Always talk at Naivasha na mingia meeting Monday morning. Yeah, but basically really good week, really good time to see people.
I'm really trying to follow. Well, Joe, mimi ni mtu wa football. So
I'm not sure about it. It's something you don't care about.
I don't care.
Like small cars running around.
Sijielewa, but eventually itaweza kuielewa. So for you, when it comes to hii job yako unafanyanga, do you just do it here in Kenya, or East Africa, or globally? Do you get to travel with the rally, ama ni safari rally peke yake?
So actually, the weird thing is, this was my first year start job. So someone told me from Twitter, actually, hey, Niaja Alex, I see you like cars, and I also see you deal with electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. Would you like to do our ESF? Like, yeah, why not? All of a sudden, I get an email like, Niaje, you need to do these two courses. Yeah, I do two courses. I get a hotel booking. You need to be in Naivasha from X to X. That's like, oh shit.
Okay.
Then I call the hotel, like, oh, your booking is actually here. Like, oh wow. I go to Naivasha. Nambio Niaje, you need a guy. I can call, like, oh wow. And I normally just say, like, if you use socials nicely, you know, these things come. Because people are watching, are looking at what you're doing and shit like that.
So you think you like speed, you like all the tech behind, but how did you get into that? At what age did you know that mimi na magari na tunaenda pamoja, mimi na speed or kofiti? At what age did you realize?
So, so when I was at Toi, around, basically when I came to Toi, class one, class two, my dad had this car like longer to pure problems, never had a battery, never had a fuel tank. Mm-hmm. So every time ilikuwa, either mskume, ama end of the battery, like, one of the gears was not working. So he was almost fiddling with something. Alafu ni ocha, you know, ni place ya kubeba zile nepia grass. So there's always something being fixed. So as I grew up picking a uni, most of my friends, of course uni being unique, una doya help, all that stuff. For lack of better words. So uni being uni, there was basically a lot of money floating around, also a lot of freedom floating around. I wanted your life to fix shit. I tried to test alcohol, it was too bitter, which is weird because I'm drinking. I tried to do weed. The first time I did weed, it didn't kabisa, like out. So like a proper 16 hours, I'm like, okay, this is clearly not for me. And that was weird because I'm a Kisi guy. Roughly all Kisis have smoked at some point.
Jeez.
Most Kisis, you know, bangi comes from Kisi. So I needed to do something. So when I was in uni, a boy of mine got, and that was the time Uber was coming in. So I kapewa mado, I kabai a small car. We used to do road trips with it. But now, the first time we did a road trip with this car, it had an issue. So when you YouTube, could Google, fix it in 5 minutes, you're like, oh shit, kumbe this thing is actually simple. Off because one, I know tools, najua number 10 inafika hapa, number 12 inafana na hivi, inafanya hivi, and all that stuff. Now there's a buddy of mine called him Duster. He has this old Volkswagen Beetles with a Subaru engine. So mina mangala ambia, hey, manze gari yako ni mzee, anayambia, bro, sa kutoka tuende South Africa, just fuel and we'll go. You're like, okay, that's interesting. Luffy doesn't even have a steering wheel, I make a chain. Like, according to me, it was like the coolest shit I've ever seen. So this one time, he's to travel with the friends, and then the friends stood him up, then he calls me, I'm like, hey, niaje, napiga road trip. I'm normally honest, I'm like, dude, miss my shit. I'm like, miss ya kwambia kuja na dude, mwakwambia kuja tuende road trip, I just need someone to sit, you know, beside me, to vibe, you know, so that I don't drive by myself. So I do this road trip, we go, of course, like all old cars, small issues, something overheats, nini needs fixed on the road. So I'm in uni, and then I'm like, fuck, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen, you know, because these guys can actually fix their cars. And no, the weird thing is, I'll see my mechanics, this guy is a doctor, this other guy, himself IT, you know, and then this is someone who's left, you know, their normal day job to fix their cars. Yeah, so that got me into it. So I started going to road trips with other people because I couldn't afford mine. And then my old man, I got a job somewhere huko Matukana, so I got like, there's a car at home. And then, so I'm in my final year of uni, if there's a car at home, but like, you can just take it and use it. Like, oh shit, that's nice. It was a nice premium. Zero paint. Like, it was so shit. But it did have a radio, but it worked. So you got to quick, I say, you time got to go 80 bob. She can share helms, I say, oh, you will. And then I'm
going to be a helm.
Yeah, no, you know, if you knew you don't have money, it's 2K pocket money here, 2K pocket money there. So basically, there's not a lot of money, but the little that we had to get squeezed into something.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's basically how I got into cars, and then it just spiraled out of control. Going in a garage every weekend, I'm like on a road trip on an invite. Basically, it was sort of a third wheel that was good in tooling. Like, ningejua, if gari yako itaki kustart, meza gonga starter to fika Nairobi. Like, nilikuwa mse wa first aid. And then me doing engineering was basically helpful, because 9 out of 10 times, if you're doing a road trip, wiring ndio tunaweza ku ground. So me doing engineering, being able to understand wiring diagrams, nilikuwa good addition to most of these teams, because if something would happen, ngekuwa Alex checky.
Kwa ni engineer?
Yes.
Engineer.
I'm an electrical engineer, actually.
Okay. Okay.
So that graduate engineer. Yes. But then, so I'm more electrical, which is now my day job. I run a fleet of electric vehicles for lease. That's my H5 pays all my bills. But on the side, I do mechanical, like doing cars for fun.
Okay. So pia kwa mtandao kuna cheki, you have this thing called space ya magari.
Space ya magari.
What is space ya magari?
Space ya magari was a stupid DM. So this guy calls me, this guy DMs me, hey, niaje Alex, mwana unaongelea story ya magari. I don't know anything about cars, but I'd like us to start sort of like what we have. Let's have a podcast. This is the first time space hata nimeona kwa Twitter. Mimi nilikuwa ningia Twitter say my shit go. Then this guy DMs me, hey, no, unajua something about cars. Is it okay if I host a space and then you come to co-host? This guy is called Bob wa Magari, so hence space Magari. So I go like, okay, why not? But when is it Monday? I'm like, hey, Monday, man, this is not a good time. I go like, well, Monday is a stretch, but also, you know, Monday being Monday is also takatuku is into stuff, was ketu, baby radio, ngoma. Let's do this. Let's do it one time. Let's see how it goes. So the first time we do the space, we have like 56 listeners to go like, shit, kumbe, this is actually a thing. Yeah, and then, so after we did the first space, then I called this guy, go like, okay, that was a good turnout. 56, keeping in mind that time, I think I had like 7,000 followers or something like that. Right now, I'm like, ooh.
When was this?
This was some point last year. So I've been actually active on Twitter for 2 years.
Okay.
And this dude, so this Bobo Magari is a really nice guy, never shows his face. Like Niola said, like, they're really good in planning. They just don't want to be the ones on the other side. They'd rather sit on the background. Yeah, so that happened. We did the first space, and then I called him, like, that actually went well. I go, hey, would you mind if we do it like every week? And go, like, well, it's a stretch, but you know, come in 30 minutes, why not? You know, it's 7:30, Indian, we've got home, I have time. Then that happens.
Yeah, it's PM.
Yes, it's in the PM. It's okay. Monday evening, which according to me is the wrongest time. Mm-hmm. But also, if you think about it, you know, if it's at all, most guys are in the bar, like your concentration span is a bit outside. Mm-hmm. But if you put it on a Monday, it's umetoka jobo, you just want to relax. Mm-hmm. Like, not much happens on Monday, especially Monday night. Okay. So it makes sense happening at that time. Yes. Okay. And then it now blew up from there. Yeah.
So it's a space on Twitter, kuonge just car issues.
Yes. So when we started, it was like, let's talk about insurance, let's talk about car loans. And then, obviously, where the world is, you know, we couldn't run it as two people. So we had another dude called Kevin come in. He's also good at planning, bringing in people on board. He's basically the voice of the space, India space. So getting brands to come, And then there's also this other lady who liked cars, but she's a doctor. So she was interested in cars. So also we reached out to her like, hey, no, penda magari, nataka demo on board. And not because he just wanted a chick on board, but it was... No. It's not because, you know, Joakuna Ilya, let's just bring on board someone just because she's a chick. She's actually someone who knows what she's doing.
Okay.
She's an interesting chap, and she knows how to basically end up with a check. Niaje, dude, fail. You know, like, she's basically end up with a HR word. Yeah, she makes.
Well, these things, easy stuff, mpamna ungelea, and if you mpamna jua,
No.
You just host, then people come in.
So the thing about space is, it's just like life. No one knows what's happening. You just have like a kidogo idea. Yeah. So the whole point of space was, let's bring all kind enthusiasts. Mm. Let's talk about Ukenda Nax. How do you experience Ukenda Nax? Mm. Okay, oh, okay. Igari ni better. Kuna speed up, kuna cops up. So it was more of basically collecting stories from everyone. And then off those stories, now we can say, okay, clearly we all align here. Yeah, and then all of a sudden, people started saying, hey, Niaje, we can sponsor you. Let's run a space about insurance. So, as an insurance can come. And then, now the thing about the space was, so insurance account from Maswali. It's not like, okay, Sajo may sponsor space. Okay. How's your company? Talk to their base. Go like, oh, you can't pangi premiums. You know, like, they had questions to these guys. And then, Wasako, like, okay, this is interesting. Because the thing about space was, we actually, not everyone actually got the form space. Your Magari guys have cars. Mm. Yeah. So it was more of, if you like cars, you're an enthusiast, you want to get into the space, this is an open
forum.
Open forum for you. Actually, to be honest, Space Magari is more of a forum. It's a repository for shit, for anything cars. Ukitaka kwenda garage and huku. So all of a sudden, then boys start coming. Niaje Mwasa may come, hey, niaje do paint, see, mrusha wase kwangu. Tuko like, hey, by the way, tumepata na Mwasa, mkitaka kwenda paint, and then iku umse. So different partners started coming in. Umse anadu upholstery, umse anauza parts. So all of a sudden, we're now having 200 guys every night. We now have 1,000 guys every night. We're like, oh, wow, that's big.
It's a community.
Yes, so we formed that community, and then the community was more free. Provided you kept it respectful, anything would go anywhere. Ukitaka kuongea na Toyota, tunakwambia niaje Mwasa handles Toyota. Ukitaka kuongea na nani, ongea na Keep. So it was almost a direct communication to anywhere, any person we want.
That's nice, bana. Yes. So from that conversation to a different conversation. Mimi sikuangi car enthusiast at all.
Mimi bora gari nenda mbele.
Bora mimi naenda biko sawa.
From point A to point B.
Kwa mimi ni kwa 3 tu yani. Iko na ngomaki ya cha ni get point in the place naenda. So someone like me, tuseme niko na a loose half a million ama 1 million nataka kubai gari. What are the key things if I kuangalia ama ungerecommend mseme mambo ya magari? Yeah, yeah. That if you want to buy a car, first time owner, these are the things you need to look at. This is, or maybe not the brand per se, what do I need to look at to kununua gari?
So, cars are like women. And don't hate me for this. It's like a personal feel, yeah? Because we might be all seated here, we all work in town, but people want their cars to do different things.
Yes.
Example, me in case by seme ka upendi magari, utakatu ya nembele ni rudi nyuma and some kidogo ngoma. For someone like you, seme a Honda Fit would work.
Okay.
Right? And then there's another guy, seme, he wants something more. He does road trips. He goes to Costa.
Outlanding the story.
Yeah.
Camping.
Exact same guy. You know, same people, that even same salon. Like, your boy, kabisa. So, normally I'd put it differently, yeah?
Okay.
So, different people would use their cars differently.
Okay.
So, by the time nakwambia, okay, this is what I'd recommend, I'd like to understand who you are as a person.
Okay.
Because kuna mse ajai toka nai, like, yeah, kama hata nikuende, hata thika, I'd rather take a mat. But kuna mse na uki mwambia pande mat, hata kutoka pande tawa, kwa like, yeah. So, mse kawa ito eme nataka some comfort, some speed, and things like that. But pia kuna mse mgini teme, ana run biz, unajua, weni mse unafanya printing. So, technically, every 2-3 days, you'll need to carry something. So, mse kawa, you still have 500k, but now mbia, dude, Probox, like atu shikirie. Why? Probox wapata parts all over, utabeba your 100 kgs hapo ndani, one ton. Same person, same amount, mgini atamambia niajwe by golf, because, you know, it's just you and your chick sitting nicely, go have a nice dinner, come back home.
And the same thing, venye Mwasa anasema, because anataka ni challenge kwake, anataka kuuliza ni gari gani, but una feel, like ukirank hizi challenges, zinakuanga nini, like kumsee kama mimi, sijui nita kuanzia wapi, sijui nita kuimport, sijui nitaka ku nita finance aje gari, sijui venye insurance ina work. Unaweza rank nini, like nini hindrance ya Kenyans ku get ndai ama ku the whole process of owning, tuseme owning a car, building ama kutengeneza projects za gari.
Yeah.
Una feel like ni nini iko top, like
budget
ama ni information. information labda.
Well, budget and information normally is used when another promoter, because you might have all the information in the world, but you don't have the you know, the
don't money capacity.
Yes, I don't know. As well, you might have all the money in the world, but you've not researched. Mm-hmm. You know, because the thing about cars, brother, you need to read, because by reading, you do a nyazen kibailoka golf, my mechanics in ABCD. I'm a mechanics, if you can, and that will go every Saturday. Mwangalio tu mita
ni ndio shida inakuanga ni saa zingine ukisema venye you need to read, unapata watu kama nyenye mnapatiana kama wewe unapatiana
bite size information.
Information ni bite size, yes, but you know iko based on your preference yako.
Exactly.
Next year, kama yeah. Mimi preference yangu ni Toyota.
Yeah,
so utapatiana Mercedes, information
Mercedes. Based on me.
Exactly.
Based
on me. Exactly.
Yeah. So yeah. Like mimi naweza come to get information, then I get screwed information.
That's true.
Kuna page
example. So niko like niende wapi? Niko na hiyo doni, niko na budget, but mseni nimeenda tu nikaona
mseni
Toyota zote ni all the best.
Yeah.
Mseni mwingine pia anasema Mercedes Benz bana zitupe.
So yeah, like, no, I understand. The truth is all cars are shit.
Yeah. Okay. He's talking about three.
Hata matri ni shit because utashikwa. But which shit are you willing to
deal with?
Because hata hizi Toyota mnasemanga, oh, it's cheap to run. Enda Kirinyaga uliza engine how much. You know, Toyota mobs imelala kwa barabara because of small things. The thing is, and that's why I normally say cars are like women, is you just need to find something you can deal with. You know? Yeah. And provided uko like, okay, niaje, nimongelesha ama mex, ama niambe, okay, this is good. And so, and that's now where normally special magari comes in. If you call me today, unaenda kubai golf, nakwambia, hey, niaje, that's nice. However, Mwasa has a golf, talk to him. So he'll give you better information.
Yeah, based on experience.
Yeah, based on what? Because me say you can zanzara suria Benz. I've never owned a Benz in my life. Like, I'll be, hey, nice cars. Go buy it. Kisha kwenye ambie na wachamuka, I'm like, why? I don't know what to do.
Kazana na hali
yako. Yeah, and manzi is, I think yako liko na issue, but because Benz ziku wagari fit.
Yeah. I think basi mailo lemesema, makumina tindatua women kwa hii conversation, niseme, maybe lack of. Kuna ndaka laptop ya word peke yake, kuna is a 15k, kuna ndaka ya kuedit, kuna ndaka gaming, depending on whatever capacity utakutumia hiyo gari yako. So, in that regard,
yes.
Laptop, wachana mambo ya madema hapa, ni kama laptop, kuna hai nini,
kazi chukuu, that's true,
Na Kenya, kama wewe kama msee car enthusiast Kenya, msee ana build magari, tuko na some what something we are known for, cause kama mart tunajua tumejulikana cause ya
graffiti
nini, kama wase wana jenga tu magari. Kenya tunaweza sema like sisi ni wanoma tuning, ama sisi ni wanoma huku body work,
chama
kuweka shovel kwa
shovel kwa fit
robot pale
hiyo ndio, like kuna kitu tunaweza sema eh, hii ni Kenya, lakini ukiona gari fulani useme ah, inaka like iko na some Kenyan in it, kama ni kupe kuchukua picha za wasanii kuweka kama
when it comes to cars, honestly, Kenya, we are not there yet, because it's not like we're the fastest in Africa. We don't have the best cars. We have, up until recently, we have the worst number plates.
South Africa were known for drifting.
Yeah, exactly. You see how like how SA got to be more as KSA. And this would sit from anywhere, because different people, or rather different cultures, based on the amount of money they have. Because example, the reason why Max is where they are is most people could not afford semi cars, so Max had to come in, and then they had to be slightly plush, you know, your tailies, your gomas, your nini, just to make it slightly, you know, so that now all of a sudden you have a choice. Yeah, but if you go to SA, every 20-23 year old can afford a new car. In Kenya, roughly most of us can't.
Yeah, we can't.
Yeah.
Are you sure about SA? Sema every person can afford.
Yeah, the reason is because SA stopped. SA because you can't import like ex-Japan now like we do. SA all the cars are made there. And that's why you find like small 21-year-old SA guys wanna buy like brand new Volkswagen Golf and whatnot. Because they're made there, they're cheaper there.
Okay.
But for Kenya, if you look at it, you know, you have to import a car that's 8-year-old from Japan. For the same 2 million, an SA guy is getting a better car than what you're getting. Purely because we don't have local capacity.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like ku improve hiyo ni ku si tuko na mobius na
people
are still complaining
but now you see
So she then gave mom and
for as long as and this is like actually a pretty straight thought answer. For as long as we keep importing 8-year-old cars, we'll never find capacity to build new cars in Kenya. Example, a brand new Mobius goes for 5.8 mic. Mm-hmm. Right? That's this, almost the same amount as a proper brand.
True.
You know? Mm-hmm. So basically it's mangoes to apples for the same amount. However, okay, the same niaje, we import gari below 3 years. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, Mobius is now a chance.
Talking about the Mobius, what's your opinion about the Mobius as a vehicle by the Kenya? You hate on Toyota, you hate on Matatus, you hate on... What's your opinion on the Mobius, barring the price and everything, just as a car itself?
I'd buy it.
What about it, pique your interest?
I think... So, of course, there's this whole talk about, it's a Chinese car, blah, blah, blah.
So, Mobius 3, not Mobius 1. That was an ugly-ass car.
Now, even Mobius 1, I'd buy. That thing was made up when you...
Nice one. It was ugly.
It looked like... Yeah. But, dude, ugly is good. No, here's my thought.
Okay.
for the first time since the 80s, someone actually made a car locally. Yeah. Of course, I like an engine from whatever the...
Yeah, Pioneer, Eko to you.
Yeah, it was ours. It was made by an MC.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, ever since now, the next thing that actually hit the market was, and then, so I'm actually speaking this from an engineering perspective.
Okay.
Considering one of the main key objectives that Mobius was told is Igari speak our name.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, you're limited by how much you can do. You know, you cannot put your funky shapes and things like that. Did it look as shit? Yes. But keeping in mind the talent that we have locally, that being the first prototype, dude, me I'm sold. Me, I'd buy it.
So you love that car?
Yes, 100%.
Why? Because it's built in Kenya, am I the design?
I think, me and William's for school of thought here, just because something is made Majuu, if I kwa, like, uku chini if I kwa better than whatever is made uku nje. However, like all engineering processes, like everything in life, we need to start from somewhere. And then we're like, okay, that shape was shit. Next shape. However, you also need to appreciate that it didn't sell that much for them to have a lot of money for R&D. So it was Toya Kwanza on a, you know, public view, Toya Pili, Toya Tatu, Toya Nne, Toya Tano, and things like that. On the Mobius 3, other than it's locally assembled, if you've actually driven one, I've had a chance to drive one up to Max and back. It's decent. It's honestly nice.
So when you look at Sema, like Mobius 3, I'm assuming, no 5M.
Yes, it's the 5.8.
So for with 5M, as I get Prado, why will you still go for a Mobius 3 then on as import Gary Japan?
Quality, proper quality.
Prado.
Yes, So I think I'm at that point in my life pale nataka, like me and William's experimental. I'll honestly buy a Mobius just to try to kill it and then go like, oh shit, kumbe inaweza kufa. I think buying a Prado is pretty simple.
You have to kill 5 million,
I've
tried, so I actually have a Prado. I've tried to kill it a million times when I turn, like, fuck.
Yeah, because it's reliable.
Your goal is just to kill it.
So I can't justify to my wife that I need to change the engine. So it's to kill it and then change the engine. Then pay my dough. No, but okay. The whole point is, Mobius is a decent car. It's just expensive, purely because they're not being given. It's the economies of scale. If I was in government today, Nezambia, all government entities, you need a Mobius. Why? If all of a sudden Mobius needs to produce 300 vehicles a month, then one is a dance with the economies of scale. All of a sudden, Mobius now imports 5,000 cars. Now it starts to make sense. Because now, if you are to ship one car for $7 million, right now you're shipping three cars for the same million. Now you're talking 5.8, you make 4.5. And then now, because you're selling so many of them, we're selling you Naziona, parts in Akuja. And then it's a snowball effect. 300 cars a month means basically at 300 more jobs. You know, 300 more jobs in a much a new factory. A new factory in a manisha, all of a sudden Mobius are like, actually we don't need to import seats. Niaje mwasi mtundie viti. We niaje sutule tenge tires. So you grow a company out of that. So it's more of what the government is doing, which is not like it can't. They just don't want to. Example, when Dobby was being built, and then Uhuru went and said, niaje, kila MP anahitaji 1800 cc. All of a sudden, there was 1,000 Passat. So you know, there's a Passat na punch, and people were like, kumbe. And the strange thing is, that was the first time actually guys were like, actually Volkswagen's a nice car. All of a sudden, now Golf is Kangia, Tupolos, all this. Whatever. So you just need someone to open the tabs.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, like, everyone now has, if you're doing IT, you tend to code Ngoma, amu code Comp, amu code whatever. Like, there's a big, whatever you can, there's a big industry you can make just from one legislation. Every government office needs at least 2 more BSFs.
So if I had 5 million and I came to you and I told you, I'm a sporty car, would you recommend the Mobius or a... You need more government policy for government offices, government people, whatever.
I think people angekuuliza ni nini, like...
You can pay 5 million, me I'll buy 10 cars. I won't...
This is it. Like one car, 5 million, of which Mobius is 5 million, and maybe TX 5 million. Don't nini. Off-road. So,
I think Mobius is a nice car. It's just not an all-size-fits-all car. You know? Most people with Mobius will have another car. It wouldn't be your, you know,
CC the main
it wouldn't be your couch here.
Daily.
Yeah, it would. Because you see, if you have a Hilux and you buy your 3 Famos, you can still buy your Mahindi nyuma. According to me, one size fits all kinds of double cup. It's not uncomfortable, but it's a slight inconvenience. Most people with 4x4s, your Prados, they have a second car on the side. They have your small Vits. So if you have 5 million, you either buy second hand Prado for like 4 million and something else. But if it's just one car, go double cup.
So as a car enthusiast, I'm saying we build Mandai. Una feel that he push ya ku go electric. Kuna venye ita wa affect ama is it something you're excited about? You want to also experience it ama itatoa?
I'm actually excited about it because I ran a company about it.
So. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So how do you think it will improve? Because mina nanga kila msi yako na like yako na passion ya kujenga magari, kubeba stuff. Wote wanakuanga mostly kwa tseme,
kwa normal petrol.
Normal petrol.
The truth is, save for the sound that's actually fun fact. All the sound you hear from a vehicle is inefficiencies. Like you boom, that's just power being lost. So for every liter of fuel, assuming today your mafuta is 200 bob, only 33% moves you.
You need any waste.
So basically 70 bob, you know, kusungesha, 130 bob, it's just pfft. So all your exhaust, all your noise, all your heat, that's
fresh aroho, man.
Exactly. So from where I'm sitting,
but you know, nanga tuned cars and like zinazina gari imeongezewa
maho. Yeah, ikienda sana itaenda 40.
Okay.
Yeah. Like basically internal combustion engines are so shit. So shit. Like in itongwa, what's the name? There's a cycle, the whole combustion cycle, intake, all that nonsense. From 1901 to now, I just changed much. It's kidogo improvements, but not a single car in existence today gets even anything close to 40% efficient. But for electric vehicles, it's almost 93%, 95%. Basically, if you're going to NUX here, so I have a Nissan Leaf, an electric. If I'm going to NUX, nitaji steam my kama punch. Basically, it's the same amount I pay a mat. Kweka yo gari, still cut my whole family to NUX. If for an equivalent vehicle, same size, same shape, same power, nitaji got at least 4K.
Okay.
So we are comparing punch of 600 against 4K. So that's where the difference is. Now, if you run a fleet, you know, kuna lorry, ama kuna taxi, kama 500. One of your biggest bill is fuel. If you can reduce it from 4K to punch, then it starts to make sense. It means you can bring more cars, you can employ more people, you know.
But what happens, eh? Because kama sitesman and an axe, and then your electricity tokens are so tano, San Fix Shamaka and axe, for example.
Yeah.
Then by the traffic. Is that really katikati ya barabara? Ajo, ikiwa ni gari ya ngata, tuchwa kibuyu
kibuyu.
Ina sikuwa power bank, ama...
That's a good question. So one of the things actually is traffic does not affect consumption here.
Yeah,
EV. Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, it makes it better.
Okay.
Because if I'm in traffic from here to Tao, there's a 2.5 2%. If the road is open, it's 5%. Mm-hmm. Like traffic is the least of your worries. Like I don't know if there's a car in traffic now when the town or Rudy, it's about the same percentage. Okay. It's just like your phone, okay, your screen.
Mm.
Or rather, when you're not using it, it's about the same percentage.
You're doing for the poly.
And also exactly like your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Provided kuna steamer you can charge. You can basically charge. Kama unaweza charge laptop, unaweza charge gari. It will just take longer.
So why am I charging? For example, unataka kunieleza hivi sahi. Tu mkena huko majuu kuna hizi charging stations and all that. But hapa vi Kenya kuna charging the charging stations kwanza.
Yes.
Ziko. Yes. Ikidedi katikati ya barabara nafanya nini? What
by ziko kuna sima yes ziko wapi?
So kama tao sisi peke yake mimi peke yake niko na saba tao Nairobi peke yake. Okay. I have 3 in Village Market, 1 in Karen, 1 in Mombasa Road. Mm. Places.
So ziko.
Ziko.
But so
electric charging station.
Yes, for electric vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
In the event okay.
What's the company called?
Equator Mobility.
Equator Mobility. Mm-hmm. You know, Mata uses a Uber, Geo Player
or something. No, no, no. That was another. That was actually our competitor then.
It's universal for all, yes. All cars.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, ah, yes. Okay.
So one of the things is actually easy shot.
Mm.
Unless there's a major problem with them.
Nikiwa send mine to you, I mean,
so,
ulimdo changanikia unu, yeah, but then he did.
No, it's like your phone. So the moment it gets to 20%, nakwambia, oya bro. Mm. It gets to 15, nakwambia, mzae. It gets to 20, nakwambia, check it. Now, you need to find a charging station.
Mm.
Ukifika 5 watt, ina reduce power. You cannot even go above 30 kph.
Mm.
Like, uki gnoma, zewe, weni msetufala.
Na sasa, it's tough. Uko excited because ni business uko nayo, ama like as a car
to business.
Yeah, because, you know.
No, I'm excited of two things. One, it's, you know, it's my daily bread. And number two, I think, I'm honest. Number two, I think, like, everything improves. Now, to make a point where...
Is it an improvement?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
To make a point where ICEs make a motion. Like, basically, in the next 5 years, not much will happen.
Mm.
Unless you have a battery somewhere.
Mm.
And a team of engineers have sat down and are like, hey, manzenye, we can't push any more power out of this. Wamejaribu kufanya manjizi kuendogo, nini. If we've got 2 points, we're like, okay, this is the end.
Mm.
Not quite, and that point where it's the end.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a new challenge, yeah? Okay, let's have electric vehicles.
Is it a new challenge? I mean, is it the push of climate change or whatever? Because industry ya magari ndo amesema tuwezi pushi kitu tumende electric ama ni cause ya climate change.
I'll speak it one as a one the climate change side.
Mm-hmm.
We honestly need to do something. So I was in Lake Nakuru 2-3 weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
And manze flamingos are gone. Kabisa, like lakes actually drying up, like seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And sijafika point ya kuacha nyama yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, you believe that kuacha nyama itasaidia?
No, I think it's stupid.
Oh,
I'm a
kisina.
Shift your electric.
Yes.
It's the same thing.
However, climate change is a major issue.
Mm-hmm.
And transport contributes almost 20-30% to, you know, your gases, your emissions and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it firsthand because I've been raised in Nakuru.
Mm-hmm.
I know how much flamingos are there. Using my nuts, I can actually count them, like physically. Zillion flamingo can punch. Kitambo ilikuwa anga just pink the whole of it. It's that bad.
Mm-hmm.
All the lakes, zimeanza kupanda, nini. Now, that's the manufacturing side of it. Okay, we actually need to do something. As a Kenyan side of it,
mimi
sa boda, I don't give a shit about the environment. Mimi nataka nifike A, nifike B, na nifike punch.
Mm.
That's what matters. If the environment comes, that's fine.
So,
can you combine these two?
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
So get this electric vehicle, pem saw boda. Other these electric bodas that you see moving around.
Mm.
Umse akitoka tao kwenda Ruaka, probably atumia stima ya su. Well, so maybe mbao, 31 unit.
Mm.
Akika mafuta, atatumia mafuta kama ya Ruaka ya Matrix.
Ah, nichoni.
Yeah?
Nichoni. Some of them live very dangerously. So is there a mechanism mkonayo in that maybe kwa kutoka Nairobi mpaka Nakuru, then kwa Timbaya, the only charging station
For bikes is that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that bitch is small. But for cars, it's different because the battery is like almost half a ton.
So, mm-hmm. Kama sija charge, ni dedi, you guys na charge po sasa.
Yes, uta flat bed.
Because this one, I'm bossing, like, it takes you like 24 not 20, like 12 hours to 18 charge. Hours. Kucharge.
Yes.
The full battery. Mm. So like kama mtiki, mimi nitaka ku, like siko nitaka kuwork hadi usiku nini.
Yeah.
Sina place pa, mimi siwa 9 to 5 nitaka kuja. Nalala, tem nalala ndo na.
Yeah.
Nawasha stima, KPLC, PLC, reliable. Watazima stima the whole day kitu kama
hiyo. Yeah.
So, una feel bado saa hizi tuko, kwa, tuko in the right place to move.
Yes.
To,
so my reaction to that would be like any journeys. So example, like all of us, I, 99% of our journeys is here, tao here,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And ideally, when you're trying to solve problems, you try to solve the problem for the 90%. Mm-hmm. You can't solve 100% of the problems. Mm-hmm. So example, say that talk by EV at itampele kanga cost, there's a mulis and the last one you made a cost tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have 5 times, so compare EV is not for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you made a cost once,
mm-hmm.
I'm a panda again.
Mm.
But the 90% of the times that you've been here to the office or here to wherever or here to your co-working space, here to your boys, nini. Like, you know, you're ABBA.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Now, strangely enough, actually, Nairobi's team is pretty reliable. I don't know about you, but mm-hmm. Mimi, I've stayed in my house for the last 3 years. My potential steamer less than 3 hours the entire time.
Hello, but
it's me, man. No, like, unless that one day your steamer potter the entire country,
mm-hmm.
I've always had power and I charge at home.
Mm-hmm.
So my journey to work and back is 40 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
My place, Karen back. I charge once a week.
Mm-hmm.
My car does like 240 kilometers of range. Right? So niki charge Sunday.
Mm.
Adi Sunday.
Nani kama tao ama punch?
Ni tao.
Tao.
Yeah. That's full charge. Like, you niko assume gari ilikuja kiwa 0%.
Mm. Yeah. Ni affordable, but really, that is difficult.
So if I was to drive my other car to the office, that weekend can cost 4K.
Okay.
Now I'm spending a fab. So you see, I have no 3K to play around with. He 3K na yeka hapa kwa hii, whatever this other car is, nenda nayo na nyuki. Now my 1% journeys, if it's a road trip with family, but I want my AB journeys to go in electric because it's cheap, it's simple, it's fast, it's in a pressure.
No, but they can change you after how many kilometers
am I? So mine has a warranty of 8 years. Most of them will have a warranty of 8+ years.
After
so basically, you're at least certain in the next 8 years, to pick a lap.
No, would you buy like kama battery ilikuwa like 100% ama?
So like buy battery ilikuwa like 95%. Mm. Yeah, it was ex-Japan, but it was like technically, it was a media car. Like unaonanga how companies wakona gari za photographers.
Mm.
It was a 2020 unit. It had like 4,000 kilometers mileage.
How much is that battery on its own?
Like $1 million.
$1 million.
So it's a proper decent amount.
Kuna msi hapa kenya tengeneza?
You just shoot it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Is it advisable kuambia like kama mimi nataka gari na mimi labda jeni yangu ni from here to or from here to?
Yeah, if you can afford it, buy.
Unaweza advise mse a buy like yes. Full electric.
Yes, yes.
Is it cheaper than the
normal car? It's expensive version. Yeah.
So like the cheapest electric car ni kama how much it roughly?
Car 2.5.
2.5. Mm. Na the cheapest gari ingine ni kama how much?
Ata 1 million.
Ata
punch.
Gari
angata.
200.
It's usually 200 jamani.
Same punch. Same punch. But now you see how much. And here's the thing. So this fleet I run, yeah?
Mm.
These cars imekuwa na clients in the last 1 year.
Okay.
I kid you not. Hizo gari sijaguza.
Okay.
This car is zero service.
But pia mmoja wetu sisikize Alex ana cause
na push
hey, ana promote business yake ndio sema hivyo business ikiwa the cheapest car ni 2.5
au chiki ameingi amesema di Kenya poa na watu wengine
wazuri
ngata bado
stima ni tao stima gani hata excuse unit ya 1012
kama ni electric vehicles have a different rate if you charge electric vehicle you charge 17 bob per unit not 25
but usha nunua token kwa hao
so there's a way they'll know you're charging you're not washing your cars
what more do you do on KPLC
is that information there
yeah it's there it's only that probably you don't know about it cause you're not in that field
wait so kilo no token sai you are just in KPLC but me no token za 1000 nikapati yo 25 for example
yes
so 25 units ni kiona TV peke yake watajua mwana tu TV so tunyopole
so there's a way there's a meter that's set there that communicates with your car that knows inaenda kwa gari.
Jesus. So tusimuibie.
So basically watajua kama una passing huwa una nini.
Oh, because the amount of steam unatumia.
Yes. These cars are smart. Hizi gari hata zingine zinajiwasha asubuhi. Alama yake inagonga gari inakuja kwa mlango, man.
Yeah, like in 2.5 jo.
It's a decent amount, but dude, do you know how much you spend on cars?
Mm.
Like I said, mimi msoma 3. So sina idea. Sina idea.
Ni shida ya msemo mwingine.
Eh, ndio tu mwingine. Mimi as long as nimepa 50 kwa kanficha tao, mambo ya sijui engine, mambo ya kuosha gari, hiyo ni yake mimi.
Mimi nafanga time nataka that, you know, like unaweza kufanya to meetings kwa gari. Then that the convince that comes with cars.
Okay. So again, niko na piti hiyo nini yenu website yenu niko na hiyo space ya
magari.
Sisi magari niko na kuna newsletter kila wiki. Then pia niko na calendar fulani hivi. Events yenu mnafanyaga kila mwaka kitu kama hiyo. I think tarehe 1 mlikuwa mmeenda Sagana kwa trip fulani hivyo. Then hiyo Sunday pia kuna shughuli fulani. Unazambia wasee calendar yenu inakuanga na hizo events zenu, like I think 5-year anniversary itakuwa sometime in October.
Yeah.
Hiyo niko nafanya mass stocking kiasi tu. Then niko na mtoko na race Naivasha, I think kama Karali mtu.
Yeah.
So, can you talk to us about hizo events kuna kuanga nazo from time to time? So, kama ziko open kwa public.
Yes. So, the events are still coming from part of the guys or space. Remember, it's a forum, yeah? So, if these guys, so there's Delta Motorsport, there's kind of an event occasion to Urban Retro. So, basically, just guys come, chill, play games, all that stuff. So the events are normally posted there. If you have an event, you just post it there. Last time I said, niaje kuna event ya magari, let's go network. So Space ya Magari is more of a networking place and a forum. And then also, we have randoms. So randoms is niaje Sunday is boring. And then so we just call each other, hey, niaje mwasi, kiambu, sawa sawa. Tuna post niaje, we have a random today. So random is zero plans, zero...
Stop and go.
So unabianga say niaje 2 PM, Ruaka, Shell. If you're there, so if you're not there, tunekanga tu a live pin hapo. You'll find us on the road.
So Space ya Magari, see, you don't organize events.
No, we don't organize events. However, every year we have two Space ya Magari events, in-house events. So we have a charity event, normally, you know, your children's homes, all these things, mentorship and all that. And we also have a drive. So so this year we have a drive to attack Tuzunguka Mount Kenya, Yonanyuki, Meru, Tuende Nyaururu and back. So that there's that drive open to everyone. Hata kama una gari unasema una call team for space niaje nataka come
nataka
back like these guys are nice. Yeah, kuna msana kujangana na mat kwa mti
kuna kaelect kwa mahali twende ni
come ingia like where you so normally ukisema una come unasema hey, niaje huyu nini tu media. Nine out of 10 times out of 10 so media you at least mko na common
story
at least kuna lucky. But kama special why not?
Ongea mambo ya kati hapo.
Unasema yeye usema wale jana nimkatakata kwa like oh shit you're a bad person.
So events of the generally is the in house nimepanga kivienu but mimi niki stumble onto those events mtu sio a special magari. Niko imbere kukuja kivienu na gari yangu.
Yes 100%. Yeah. It's open to everyone. I don't want a pikipiki, I don't want a bajaj box. I don't want to go like it's more of let's chill. Kama the last round we did tulienda Kiambu kuna there's a dude of ours you do deliveries na boda he came ka chill na yetu ka vibe like inapanga very simple networking because for us nasemanga you know sending for a job ball to massive it's so 1980s. Excuse me, kuna network za kwamba hey acha feel looking for someone who does x unajua mse. So by putting you in that mesh or in that community, it just allows you to sort of be more. Because sisi, kama all the wasabuoda wenye na kwa Space ya Magari, all deliveries za engine za miguu nini, inakuwa almost
from within to out.
Ni aje, umze wakona boda, umza na uza spares, umza na shikaren, oya, chukua, peleka. So even within ourselves, nataka kugrow, like, as people.
And you guys have cashos? As Space ya Magari?
No, we don't. But we partner. Like the one enye iko kesho, we need to Urban Retro. I don't know when this will air. But there's one tomorrow, on 2nd.
2nd of the year.
Yeah, 2nd of July. We've just partnered. So these guys come on as a manager, we have an event, we'd like you guys to partner, also help us amplify it. We're like, yeah, why not? And then we just amplify it to nakuwa one of the sponsors or partners or something like that.
But kama nye wase wa events, nikuwa nataka to speak of history, tsuju, miske story accident ya London to sijui kama kuna kitu kusema juu hiyo then story ya accidents Kenya cause kuna wase nyinyi wase wa events mmekuwa accused that easy time mnafanyaga events zenu nini
kuna
a lot of reckless driving
that's true.
Nini so mnakosingi easy stuff
yes.
Like ukiongelea in general stories za accidents Kenya una feel ni polisi
hello
ndo kuna shida nyinyi kama drivers
polisi
ama policies, eh?
100% policy. Mm-hmm. Here's why. So Juicy NTSA did a test, and almost 90% of the drivers failed. These are guys on the road. If you take your match today, if I knew a inspection, what do they check? Wipers, star, tires. Zero thing about brakes. Zero things about if these cars have ever had an accident. Zero things about drivability. Zero things about wiring. So NTSA needs to develop a platform whereby cars are actually checked. Ukiangalia maju, cars still go to these inspections, but wateka ubidi reader, wakombeniaje, your brakes are failing, nini, ebu driver hapa, achili ya brake, hiya ka handbrake. Half of these Mazdas na handbrakes. Their gears barely work. Their brakes barely work. All these lorries, same thing. So, if you're failing from a policy perspective, hata polisi anajua all these cars ni problems. Nikiokota choni. Because hata kizishika, police station itajai in 2 hours.
Chukua zote.
So you see, it's a leverage for them. And then even drivers, our CC drivers when you're going to this event, we're taking advantage of this because mi gari yambi ko tinted, nimetua number plate yambele, which is actually a crime. But just because I have a nice Audi, looks nice without a number plate. And even, because me na joined a finium se chwani, which is wrong. But na joined finium se chwani, everything, everyone goes home happy. I'm happy to look nice, but lose 50 bucks.
Yeah. Actually, policies na culture mbaya
yes.
To build.
Yes. Because when was the one time umai shikwa, ukakosa kufinyana do? Even you as a person.
Lazima utoe tax.
Yeah, uko na Kenya.
Check. Lazima tax.
Maisha ni ngumu. Shikai punch.
But then ukweli, because history ya gari kosa handbrake, misha ni hapeni ya kwa matatu. Sasa ni wapi, but...
Oh, matatu, mimi sijaona matatu kuna handbrake. Mimi naona.
Yeah, sote hazina. Bo,
jenele niambia kanyangi hapa nji. Alikuwa nataka kujini, ojo hii gari na bila makala. Yeah. So, anakufungulia, sewa shuke. Kani mimi kanyangie, breki.
So, uchuweka mbuku toka sasa.
Sisi kuweka naye hapa
hivi. So, unasema like
yo. So, stretch, mshikilie, aenda kukosha shuke.
And that's what I'm saying.
It's true.
You see, one, this is a cop who you're paying 17k a month. This is a dude, a father, a mother, you know, this is someone with a family, anaishi nyumba ya mabati, kichemka, kumechemka, you know. Umse undaku niambio kifinya chwani, atachukua.
Atachukua.
So, how do we develop systems that reduce accidents? Kwa nini Michuki akiwa minister, accidents like reduced by 80%? Because umse alifinya kila, msa kwambia, bro, niki kupato kichukua kitu. Oh, meisha.
Chiki na nini.
Yes. Yeah, but I've lost friends in accidents.
Yeah.
Purely because the government says, kau kuna lori, unafaa kuweka that bar nyuma, ndio gari singe chini. How many lorries have that? Almost none. How many lorries have chevrons? Almost none. Hata wewe sai gari yako iko ile triangle, ukipata accident, so unaendanga tu una change nguvu katikati ya barabara.
Kata matawi.
Yamo na kata matawi unachapa. Unako kwa kona, mzee anakuja hivi anaingia na agent anakupata hapo. Peters with you. You know.
It's true.
All you were driving school maybe at 18, right now maybe you're 30s. You either have had a car all the way or even never had a car all the way. Kesho unanua gari, unachukua license na unarudi kwa barabara.
Hata kulikuwa na expose fulani ya driving school nyingine na
pata. Exactly.
Kitu la.
Hata sasa hivi ukienda NTSA umfinyo mse tu, hata kupea license.
Because
everyone is hungry.
It's true.
You know, everyone is hungry.
But also you guys, vile kisha nasema, there's a lot of blame that affect hip on new people because you mean kujibamba, yes,
even zenyu.
Part of kujibamba pia ni
alcohol. And 100% agree.
Yes.
Dude, we are to blame at some point. The problem is the moment you put the second car in a kongatu a pissing contest, you want to be faster than the next guy. You know, there's a chick there, looks nice. Or taka kujifanya, hey, better.
Even better
tunakinekawida. Yeah, you know. So the moment is that, people will always want to race.
That's true.
But now the problem is, provided there's no one who's ever been convicted for racing, people still fuck around.
They still do it.
Yes.
And the penalties.
Yeah, still fuck around. At a court case, so sawe, ndangi. At the karana of nyamanya license, so nambia baki na, unende ndesu na chukwengine kesho. No one cares.
I guess mina manazei conversation ni kudaswali moja ya, what's your opinion or your view on Conco d'Elegance? Kwa hivyo ni magari. Vintage cars, vitu kama hizo, wano penda kubuild gari yako. But hey, before we answer hiyo, if you had the means and capacity and all that, would you want to buy a new car ama tu? Is it still rehabilitate?
Restore
car. Which one do you think is best for you?
I'd like to restore.
But you'd like to restore the same time on taka kuenda EV.
You can restore to an EV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so
say to kuna technology.
Yes, I've done it before.
Okay.
Yes.
You can buy your battery and convert like gear it to be.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The thing about cars is it's like a personal thing, yeah?
Mm.
So if you buy a Golf today, it's the same Golf as the next guy, the next guy, the next guy. So restoration in Apanga, just call that this restoration and then making it your own. Restoration is umepate gari melala, or you just want it better. You want better rims, you want better seats, and unakuamsha. Yeah. But also kuna msee anataka like kwe yake, you know, you put nice seats that fit you. Hata kuna msee mgini anataka kwe gari, put nice wheels that hakuna msee mgini akona ayo, and things like that. Na pia kuna msee sahi anaweza buy Golf sahi, aiweke storage, hadi 2070. Akienda konkaza hiyo time, anato brand new Golf. Inatoka ngatu upper waka back, upper waka back. You know, as life goes on, you need to look back at that point, where tech has come from, when where tech is going. So the money it go just old cars, but right now they sort of opened it to, let's see where tech is. So you'd find like the first Landi made in 1940s, and then also the new Landi at 2022. So in between that, you might find other things. So if you like cars, you're able to see the history. So basically, Concars is just celebrating
history. And you guys go for that, for those events?
Yeah, we're normally invited. But normally we're invited just because we'll make noise Twitter. And then we'll get
marketing
niggas.
So it's not the same. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no?
Tezu unasema kuna project unawakia ama kuna project uko excited about?
Yes, so I have three projects, which is actually wrong. So say I'm actually finishing the car downstairs, the Beamer, just mechanically. I'm about to pick a Golf. Yeah.
And for somebody who wants to do a project, unezam channel wapi, like kuanzia wapi, kama mimi mse sina gari, but labda nikona some ideas, nikona interest, nikona like nikona ujuzi flani, nisha kuona unatukitengeneza gari. So I know one or two things about nezaanza wapi, ama place pa
kugeta. Kuna apprenticeship kwa garaji yako kama
hiyo. So the strange thing is, I actually don't have a garage, and people confuse that every time. I don't need a mechanic.
So naona unapiga
I can just fix my cars, you know. And that time, I will have a place and I can make. But one of the best places to learn is 100% every time YouTube. For some reason, there was a joke, mse aliingia in a new apartment, choo yake ilikuwa imeharibika, kuingia YouTube apata, kumbe the previous tenant made made some content with the same toilet.
So ni YouTube, yes, but as a Kenyan, kama mse ana work on projects, unge advice channel, mse seme kama we, and upik gari kwa easy auctions za gava, cheaper deals, ama enda garage, chukue gari mwenyewe liacha hapo kaisa hawe.
Yes.
Sisi anafaa kuanzia wapi kama mse ako Kenyan?
So one of the things I 100% well I normally recommend, especially when you're running a project, always pick a good body. You know, like religion. Basically what I'm saying is usibegere accident.
Body ni muhimu.
Body
ni across well. The board, yani.
Yeah, body.
Gari,
wife. Here's what. You can go to Kirinyaga Road right now and buy a new engine. But for you to get Omolo, Odhiambo, all these body guys to actually rudisha it kwa laini, itakuwa mess. So if you actually want to get into projects, especially when you're starting, enda garage upate wala wasawe gearbox ilichapa, ikadedi, gari ka groundi wapo. That's a good place to start, Jumai. That's what I always do, stay by gari accident. Ata utnipe bure, I wouldn't touch it. If you buy a car with a good body, it just allows you to even sit inside as you're thinking. But if you buy a car that's mangled, it's rot. Leo una fix ile, pale natoboka, ile inaza kushemuka. You know, there's always something.
Ah, ngore.
Yeah.
I guess imedanganya, but hii ndio kweli sasa swali yangu ya mwisho. Kumekuwa na recent innovation. I don't know kama tumeni innovation ama ni nini, but kuzi gari zinatumia LPG.
LPG.
What's your opinion on LPG na inaribu engine? Is it beneficial? What's your view on LPG?
My view is, I don't know shit about LPG. I mean, it's a fuel. I don't know. I don't know, honestly.
Okay.
Like, it's something like, I don't even lose some Uber. And I mean, if you do. So, Nicole, like, but longevity engine, I like, easy gari for 2 years to know that. Like, okay, that's nice. But in terms of even research, it's something that I've never touched, purely because it's not something like interests me like that level. Also, I don't think it's correct, but I might be wrong, 100% wrong. And I hope I'm wrong.
I'll try tuning in for spaces then. You maybe want them to discuss this topic on LPG. And it's
actually, key. We once did, but for some reason, like, for once, I didn't understand cars. Like, wow, what? what are you guys saying?
Ah, okay. Yeah,
because you know, it's everyone learns and kuna gaps.
So LPG, maybe for put more information, we can get a new story up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. I'm happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So me, I think Nikimaliza and Taku, because when he big wig up on Twitter,
big wig is a Taku.
Okay, the big wig got a little one girl.
Mother, I have zero problems with gay people.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like how they're in your face, you know? Like,
gays, I'm at the whole...
They all dance, she, they, them, mm-hmm. binary, all those people. I have zero problems with them.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, if anything, I like them for choosing whatever they choose.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like that, you know, like... It's okay for you to be gay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Guys get married every day,
mm-hmm.
but why are you in someone's faces and forcing ideals? You know, Juicy, I bought a toy for my toy, and then I'm seeing gay stuff, and like,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
which for me as a parent, Nicole, like, if my toy turns up gay but die,
mm-hmm.
or your decision, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be serving in gayism now, especially you know, being raised the way I have been.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like people to have an option of saying, I don't want this, I want this.
Mm.
But if all the movies I'm watching, someone is gay, you're like, oh shit, you know.
Mm.
And that's my only problem with them. And I think British High Commission doing that, it's sort of wrong, considering, you know, which country we are in, our religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I am, but I think... Show some respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
that's a political answer.
It's okay. Nastoria finance bill, Koti could suspend your stuff, then the food, the raising food prices. Piosol come shikanari that
I think we deserve all the bad things that come to us. We keep voting thieves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. Sometimes,
mm-hmm.
if it's really big with kiboko
mm-hmm.
for 5 years,
mm-hmm.
like, oh shit, I'm trying to vote wajakoya, but
because
you know, these guys are going to track record. Yeah, I'm saying, Anakujana and Asimama for presidency, these guys have court cases, these guys are thief,
mm-hmm.
not that the president is, but you know, the guys around him and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just think
mm-hmm.
we had that option
mm-hmm.
and we chose him, so I mean, we just die by that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, next story, salary increments,
presidential,
no, that's selfish. It's selfish and it's stupid. Like, in a country where a decent amount of us cannot afford proper food, you know, if you go with 1,000 sai super, you cannot buy food, you cannot buy sugar and cooking oil. And then if you add yourself 14% salo when you're earning a million, it's just rude.
Mm.
Yeah, it's 100% rude.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I saw you tweet about Kwenda Place, then ukambiwa bana, when you kule ma vegan diet. What do you have against vegans, Ama? Do you think vegan...
I think... If you are my friend and you're vegan and you know I like meat, maze niambie huku utakuja kula cabbage so that I eat before I come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're having a 3-hour meeting and then we're coming to eat cabbage, it's just wrong to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maze nilipewa pizza fulani imekuwa kispinach juu, niko like, you wanna fuck, you know.
Hey,
like, you'd rather just not feed me. Maze, mi nimetoka maze the other side of town, niko njaa, niko like, wow, nikifika pale maze skistek. Yeah, I've already pictured it in my head. And like, and then the bad thing is these are guys giving you money, so you just have to play ball. Na kula tu chapati na cabbage hapo kafala. Yeah, but you know, I respect people's ideals. I just think I should be respected back.
Okay.
So you need cabbage, mean petu nyama yangu.
Yeah,
man. If
you're F1, who do you, which team are you on, and why?
Yeah, no, F1.
And why
do you? That could be in the same boat, yeah. Yeah, she has you. Ah, so my guy is a good guy, son.
F1 is interesting. I just don't understand it.
Uh-huh. Imagine only a car guy. Oh, get F1.
No, I know what's happening.
And you're involved in rally and tour and technology.
That's not
what
you're
talking about.
Rally is the ultimate sport. Like, okay, Lewis Hamilton and Lewis Hamilton.
Who won the rally?
Daniel.
Safari rally.
Seb.
Seb ni.
Oh. Well, I need
to... Uja mambo mwiri mambo ya...
Max.
Max Verstappen. Nana janga tu ya peke yake. The thing is,
I think... rally is nice. F1 is more of an elite sport. It's like golf.
Why? You know, born elite because rally, I think rally was a wingy or joy plus rally. It's like me to watch rally in time.
Yeah, so you know, it's an elite sport because it has a budget. So, of course, you have Hamilton, but there's never a time when you Hamilton and Rakuja meet.
You enjoy it as a fan.
Yeah, but okay, see,
not as somebody who wants to go and
okay,
buy
it. Okay, if you want
to say
my phone number,
it's not boring. Nile, if F1 is happening,
and kuna rally,
and kuna msana chemsha kidheri, jana mangeza maka.
Boss, what you're saying is not so many words. Nobody cares about F1.
I think you want to share about can't say that could change from diesel because kuna wanga na inotion pia by the ni sawa kuuliza hii aje inotion ya all diesel cars na honga na shida kila mtu akienda kubai gari nasikia hii gari yako ni diesel
hizo ni zile uoga za zile uoga za kwa peddled by mechanics who are not willing to rent. Kakusema Mazda ni gari mbaya. Guys are about Mazdas for life.
But siwa pili sama Toyota ni gari mbaya. I think ni preference.
Experience yamdu na hii gari.
I've had bad experiences with Toyos, especially small Toyos. Big ones, I'm 100% happy with them.
So msee kuja kusema that diesel cars ni waga this.
Yeah, it's wrong.
Mbona na compare na msee uneducated?
Because 9 out of 10 times, most of our fears, ziko are projected by things we've not understood. Example, same za kuambie, hamia kari ndo sema, huko hata majirani siwa sawa poa. Because you've never lived. But so when it comes to wasek sema diesels zinasumbua, it's because these cars when they were coming in, they had issues because people did not understand them. As people understand them, they're not like, they're actually better. Because right now, even your small demo is a diesel and people are buying them. So as people get to touch them, feel them, then we're like, it's actually better. But as it stands, most notions about cars, they are guided by fear. Fear of, nika kizamani kwa like, Mercedes manze wezi afford. Right now, 19-year-olds are buying Mercedes. Goals, nini. You know,
but ni information unapata kwa wase kama nyinyi wenye mko Twitter ambao mnapiga kelele wenye Toyota's ni waga this.
My truth is normally me sema most of my stories on Twitter, take it with a pinch of salt and read more.
The jokes.
Yes, because 9 out of 10 times when I say my ex ni mbaya, kesho niko like, wow, maze I was wrong. Example, maze me I hated my exes. Niko like, shit, they look the way they are. Then a buddy of mine gave me to drive, niko like, this is actually decent. And the hate was like seeing them, not driving. Yeah.
So as a person who has like a big following up on Twitter, uko like unaweza sema like anything mimi nasema msichukulie serious yet uko na big four like wase wanakufuata
juu
wase wanakufuata juu ya magari like wanajua Alex bana ni mnoma bana kwa magari yet unasema vitu zingine zenye
labda
hauelewi but unaisema na
conviction like, yes what I'd say is usichukulie anything I say like as you know the gospel. Put in a little effort on your end and I'm happy to be correct because the thing is leo nilisema kitu
labda hiyo effort nimemleta kwako like I'm putting
effort nimemleta hadi kwako
I'm putting effort mtakaambia kuna Alex
na hapo ndio video
amechomeka
and umskize
hapo ndio video amechomeka
then unapata na kuja hata bodi ndio nasema bunda Toyota ni
the following grew because I said most right things. But also, I don't have enough experience to say all everything right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Makes sense. I'm not monopoly on
knowledge. Yes, yes, yeah. So me thinking that I can be a buy golf is because, you know, Keith has a golf, Moss has a golf. Now what are going to good experience? But love that when I feed information because when I say when I join the October, there are no shankers.
So they are learning preference.
Yes, yes.
Enjoy.
So, like, I think as adults, rather, you know, kau kau menda shule. Usichukule tu anything. It's just like I'm saying, I can be a kid to put in a bit more effort, read a bit. And the beauty with nowadays is forums go all over UK, US, online, Facebook,
especially magari.
Yes. And at your face, by this you begin within ourselves. Like now, the angle say, "Idi runa say, I'm sorry, like, what you kid?" Example. So I have a product. I didn't know it's full time 4 week. Up until just some time, I actually get a book of full time 4 week. Mm-hmm. Like, oh shit.
Fukalanki
to be. And the milk one, I'm saying like with a straight face, get young with a 2 wheel drive, I didn't get a 4 wheel. And then the correction, I'm like, interesting.
Okay.
Up until Juicy, I hated Prado on 50s because, like, they're not proper Prados. Juicy, in your rally, I drove one, like,
Kofiti.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool, and you meet with Jamai here. Kila kitu unasema kwa mtandao si
kuna
sana ongea pale ukitaka kusikia sound of his own voice unaona ongeanga because kuna opportunity ya kuongea kujibamba tu so yes chukua hiyo thing from there trend soma vitu mbili tatu hapa na pale educate them make the right decision otherwise nitamalizia hapo kish niseme thank you for joining us for another episode of the Robian podcast Aleki thank you for coming through
thank you sana
at least we full chapter mbili tatu ukaambia kish ile phone ya kuzi na tunakuna kushukuru sana kwa kutokea. Nikipata next time kuja tuonge.
Lazima.
Other than that, Smanga Nairobi podcast, we talk as you can,
we talk as you want to.
See ya.
See ya.